Hello, welcome to Clean Slate, the podcast dedicated to helping you get out of debt. We cover everything from credit card bills to student loans to mortgages and more, all in an effort to inform you about the ins and outs of proper debt management. I'm your host, Wayne Pelletier, and with me is financial expert and credit card vice president, Juan Valladares. Welcome to the show. The next thing I want to ask you, a lot of times it's perceived as sort of the nuclear option, right? The idea that when and why would someone consider bankruptcy over, say, debt management or consolidation and vice versa? Because that bankruptcy is a big deal, or at least it's perceived as a big deal, I think, by a lot of people. There are a lot of consequences with that, but you know, I don't think it's clear to the marketplace when it's the right option and when it's not, because it just seems so extreme.
Yeah, bankruptcy is one of those things that I really, really try to avoid. And it's one of those recommendations that our organization, of course, to every counseling session that comes on, we try to, you know, kind of steer them away from bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is really one of the last resorts. And bankruptcy is not that simple anymore either. It's not like it used to be where, you know, a consumer can say, okay, I owe $100,000 and I just can't afford it anymore. And let me go out there and pay somebody, you know, $2,000, a lawyer, and hopefully, you know, everything will be erased. There have been some laws that have changed in that whole entire sector, what that require, you know, a lot of counseling sessions, and maybe they still even wind up paying back a portion of the money that they owe, even under a bankruptcy plan, depending on the financial status of the consumer. And nevertheless, even bankruptcy, you still have to come to a certified agency that does credit counseling or debt management plans in order for you to still get the education and how to manage your debt before you can even qualify for bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is not as easy, but it's definitely something that I, you know, that we try to avoid. And that's why when you contact our agency and you speak to some of our certified credit counselors, we really go into a significant amount of detail in the consumer's finances to determine an alternative plan to bankruptcy. And like I said before, you know, sometimes it's just just restructuring their monthly payments and how they manage their finances can hopefully avoid that bankruptcy. But bankruptcy should always be a last resort. There are a lot of negative things behind it. Number one, it's going to affect you for a minimum of 7 years. Most financial institutions won't start to give you any money if you need it. So if you decide that you want to get a loan or a car loan or anything like that, they just won't do it for a period of time. And even after that period of time does go, then all of a sudden they're charging you significant high interest rates. So all of a sudden, if you go buy that car loan, you know, instead of getting maybe the 2 or 3 or 4, even 5% interest rates for your car loan, you're probably getting an 18-20%. So in the overall, you're paying more money out of pocket when you file bankruptcy because of, you know, you're going to have to get new loans. You're most likely going to be incurring new debt, and you might as well incur it at a low interest rate and not at a high interest rate. So bankruptcy is definitely a last resort. Now, it's available for people. There are many cases where individuals just can't afford anything anymore. They've lost their job or they just incurred too much debt and things got over their head and bankruptcy is there for them. And of course, we always recommend that they speak to a lawyer when it comes to that. We are not attorneys and it's something that they should always do, but it should definitely be done as a last resort. Just because the consequences of it, especially when it comes to your credit, it's just very, very dire. And in addition to that, the way I look at it, I'm kind of old-fashioned when it comes to this. You know, you've incurred your debt. You might as well go ahead and take the appropriate actions to try to pay off your own debt. You know, you have to be a responsible person when it comes to that. I always believe that education is extremely important when it comes to anything, when it comes to your health, when it comes to financing, when it comes to your family, whatever it may be, you need to educate yourself so you don't commit the same mistakes. I've always felt that bankruptcy is just a very easy way to try to just say, okay, I'm done and, you know, get rid of the debt, but you wind up falling back into the same situation. And if you fall back into the same situation, then you're going to most likely want to try to file bankruptcy again, which you can do. And, you know, you only can do it every like 5 to 7 years, but you're just going to repeat that same thing over and over again. So bankruptcy should always 100% be the last resort. I always feel that a debt management plan consultation. It's free anyways. Give us a call. You might as well just go through that process first to see all the different alternative ways to getting out of debt before somebody says, okay, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to go ahead and just file bankruptcy.
Right. Because it's really not that easy just going and filing bankruptcy, because you need to speak to the attorney, and the attorney is going to scrutinize your odds of getting past a judge as cleanly as possible before they're even going to talk to you, it seems to me. Like, they'll talk to you and they'll look at your finances, they're largely the same way credit card would, right? And say, I don't think a judge is going to help you with this. You need to go find a way to pay this off. Or, okay, I think this has a chance, because a lot of times they lead people in with ads that say, don't pay us unless you get the judgment. And I don't think that people always understand that you're not just going to enter bankruptcy and come out of bankruptcy and then not be able to get a loan or a mortgage for 7 years. It's a lot harder road than that.
Yeah, it's a very, very difficult road once you file bankruptcy. And like I said before, you know, the laws have changed. So it's not as easy as it used to be in the past. And you hit it right on the point. You know, the lawyer is going to sit down with you and also look at your, you know, your debts and your income and expenses. A lot of recommendations people will make, you know, don't make your payments anymore, so it looks like you're under hardship. But then during that time, you're just incurring more and more debt. Then that debt load can become very great. And if you need some type of loan for something, you're not going to be able to get it during that time and or for the next 7 years. And the judge may say, you know what, I'm not going to get rid of all of your debt. It seems like you qualify for bankruptcy for but a payment one. And you have to pay back, you know, 30% of this or 50% of that. So you're back to the same square, but you're now paying 50% of a larger debt because you weren't making payments on it, you know, based on the recommendations from an attorney. Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I think that happens a lot. I don't think it's ever a complete erase in a whole lot of situations. And then you wind up regretting it because now you still have a ton of money to pay and you have absolutely terrible credit now for the next 7 years. It really winds up being a bit longer than that because they're not just going to start giving you great interest rates at the end of that 7 years. You can't do things that cost a lot of money that you don't have the resources for now in order to manage your life and to manage your family. And I think that a lot of people don't go into it. And I think it requires a certain amount of caution before it considering that.
And education is everything. You know, there are so many different types of programs out there available for consumers. I mean, besides, you can contact your creditors directly. They may have some type of alternative ways to help you out in, you know, meeting your monthly obligations or lowering your interest rates, temporary solutions. Obviously, debt management plans are great because they look at your overall finances or your manage, you know, how to manage your money and all different types of debt. And bankruptcy is another, of course, another way of getting rid of your debt. But at the end of the day, the way I look at it is just educating yourselves and finding out what's available out there for you and doing some research before you make that final decision. And that's what's so good about debt management plans, is because our knowledge is kind of overall. It's because it's an overall of your finances, not just, you know, your credit cards or not just your mortgages or anything like that. And we have a significant amount of knowledge when it comes to, okay, you know, this is what bankruptcy does. This is what debt settlement does. This is what debt management does. This is what contacting your creditors directly will give you. And so we'll give you some of that information. And most important, of course, do your own research. But you'll find out that most of the times, most consumers, when it comes to managing their debts, always give us a call back. Always look for us because of our history, because of our overall experiences with managing debt, period.
Thank you for listening to Clean Slate from Credit Guard of America. To contact us for more information, call toll-free 1-800-851-0720 or visit us online at www.creditguard.org.